Le Best Stop Supermarket, the Scott.
Underwriting for Rendezvous des Cajuns live from the Liberty Theater in Eunice is provided in part by the Best Stop Supermarket in Scott.
Temps roulé au Rendezvous des Cajuns radio and TV program. C'est Claudia ici, a United States Park Ranger here in Eunice, and this program, the only one of its kind, is brought to you by the City of Eunice, Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, the State of Louisiana Office of Tourism at louisianatravel.com, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission at www.cajuntravel.com, the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana, the John Guillory Allstate Insurance Company of Eunice, Louisiana, and the Cajun French Music Association. Entertaining you tonight will be Harry and Lisa Trahan's Cajun Band and Gerald Thibodeau and Cajun Accent. Your host this evening, musician, songwriter, just an all-around good fella, vocalist also, he can sing pretty good, Monsieur Ray Landry. So let's give a warm Cajun welcome to Harry and Lisa Trahan, Cajun Band.
Harry Trahan, Lisa Trahan there. Trahan Cajun Band, naturally. It's not too hard to figure out. Father and daughter, both musically inclined for sure. The whole family, the whole Trahan family is musicians. You know, Willie Tease, his brother, been playing for a long time. I'm going to tell you how I met Harry. Many years ago, I was invited to Lisa's house to, I do construction work, and she needed some construction work done. So when I walked in, I was looking around at the work that needed to be done, and she was listening to a cassette tape. And I kept walking in the living room, and I heard the music. I said, who's on the accordion? She said, that's my daddy. So I've been enjoying his music ever since. I met him probably about 8 years ago at a jam session that Lisa held, Louisiana Heritage and Gifts. Started a jam session that's still going on today. He's probably the main reason that I did that last CD, Ray Landry and Friends. It's probably because of him, but he did some excellent, beautiful music. He's going to do one for now called Chet Petit. C'est ça la vérité, moi? C'est ça la chanson?
Yeah.
Chet Petit? OK, allons.
Tu m'as quitté, j'en allais, j'en allais avec un homme. Quel espoir, mon pouvoir, car tu
Did. You know, Lisa also plays with the Magnolia Sisters every now and again. Every now and again, you can catch her in that band. Sometimes on Sunday afternoon, all the way at McGee's Landing in Henderson. McGee's Landing is, you go to the end of the world and come back about 50 feet. That's where McGee's Landing is at. So her and her family, and sometime Willie T is there as well. I saw Henry over there. It's a really nice place. You need to, you can fish, get sunburned, listen to Cajun music, and get drunk all in one place without moving. So we're going to do another one, one of my favorites for sure, J'étais au bal. I went to the dance.
J'étais au bal hier soir, tu as brillé dans moi. Spécialement, j'ai pu voir pour copier la mort. Quatre ans, je l'ai diffusé, j'ai tapé un montant. Par la figue, mon jeune, va copier la mort.
Boy, I like that me. Harry Trojan, accordion. Lisa Trojan, guitar. And a little bit vocals. Mr. Henry Hample, all the way from New York on the fiddle. Yes, sir. It's everything nice about Henry, but Henry is a music instructor, teaches almost every stringed instrument out there. Excellent singer as well. And a while ago when I was talking about a musically inclined family, wow, Chad Huval back there on bass, from that fantastic Huval family all the way from Brobridge, Louisiana. And on drums, Mr. Chris Boudreau, the guy that I was looking for at the very beginning. And all along, he was back here already. So we're going to do something, La Vase Lafayette, the Lafayette Waltz. No, that's not it. I am sorry. J'ai pleuré. J'ai perdu mon idée. That's right. I just figured it out. J'ai perdu mon idée.
Thank you.
petit maman. Et qui m'a quitté, était la plus belle journée. Oh, le jour est là, et moi je suis pas là. Mais le m'a quitté, et pas tu m'ennuyer. C'est malheureux, si quelqu'un est comme ça. Vive sans toi. Pour le jour qui est là, les filles du joyeux, la déclinée à pitié et pas du
That last song is probably a prime example of what really attracted me to Harry's music. When we had the jam session at Louisiana Heritage and Gifts, kind of hard to describe his method of accordion playing. I guess you could sort of call it like a bluesy traditional style accordion playing. And I got to tell you, at the jam session, the room was probably about this big, Lisa, probably about the stage, and you couldn't put another single person in that jam session. We were just like on top of one another, really crowded in there. And we had a great time. He did a song one day while I was at the jam called "The Soldier's Waltz," And I told him, I said, you know, if ever I decide to do another CD, I'm going to invite you to come and play that song. And every time that we would go to the jam session, I would tell him, you know, I was screaming from the back of the room, Soldiers Waltz, Soldiers Waltz. And he would start playing and singing it. So when we did the CD, I invited him to come and play that one song. It's my favorite song on the whole CD. And when we were in the studio recording, we did the, at Al Berard's recording studio. He came, and Lisa was there, and we played it. And of course, it wasn't good enough for me, simply because I was on it, probably. So we did it again, because I still wasn't satisfied. And said, "I said we're going to play it one more time." He says, "Well, we're going to play it one more time, but that's it." So we played it three times, and the third time was a charm. And it's a beautiful waltz. He's not going to play it tonight, but we're going to play something in its place called La Valse Lafayette, the Lafayette Waltz. Did you change over to the D accordion? Yes? Good. Great.
C'est pour changer, non, non. On a les Lafayette, c'est pour changer, non, non. Oh, je suis malheureux. Et tu m'as fait brailler. Tu m'as quitté pour t'en aller avec un autre. Avec un autre, mais pas mieux.
You know, we have too many songs left on the list than the time that we have. So I'm going to shut my mouth, and we're going to play the One Step by Marie. The Marie One Step. That's a new one to me. I'm probably going to recognize it when he starts playing it, yes. The One Step of Marie. I recognized it after you started playing. It's a beautiful song. And wanted you to do so well. You know, what happened to Harry, some of his friends know him by Ruben Harry Trujillo. It happened to him like a lot of our fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers back in the day. They had to go move to Texas, or the West Coast, I guess you could say, of Louisiana, to work and to be able to support his family and make a living. And so he took him and all his talent and went to Texas. And they got such a treat in Texas, listening to Harry Trujillo's music. Then when he retired, he finally came back to Louisiana and sharing his talents with us. I love his accordion playing, I tell you. And his, you know, when we was at the jam session, he used to holler out a song and just start singing it. And I was like, I couldn't play the first three or four chords because I was looking at him and trying to, being a beginner accordion player myself, trying to figure the notes that he was playing. I love the way he plays. We're going to do one called the Crawley Waltz. La Voix de Crawley. Thank you. probably was. Like I said a while ago, that's one of the things that amazed me about Rubin at the jam session, because he just started playing these songs that I knew of and never had an opportunity to play, because it was, it's not a regular cover. And if you look at all these songs, you know, like the Marie One Step and the Crowley Waltz and J'ai pas d'humanité Day and Chapitit and all of those, it's not a normal music that you would see at a dance hall and stuff, and they did such a great job. We are changing the key to the accordion again. Okay, great. So, and like the next one, as soon as he gets his accordion, The Little Fat Man. Yeah. Somebody you knew? No. You have a daughter that plays as well.
Yes.
Is she here tonight?
She's here, running around somewhere.
Yeah, so, and she's still playing music, right?
She plays a lot of guitar, yep.
Because she plays with y'all every now and then? Where's she at?
She does. Renee, where are you?
Yeah, Renee, where you at, baby? You can't tell if anybody's waving, because everybody's fanning themselves. Mo, go tell somebody to put that air conditioner down. It's way too cold in here. Tell them to turn that thing down. So, yes.
You know who made that song that I know of? It's Johnny Allen.
Yeah, Little Fat Man. Okay. Yeah, okay. We're going to do it. Something called The Little Fat Man.
Summer, the girl got around and they called him home. He did posse, boy, he did posse, he's cute. He drew up the head, also both his shoes. Oh, ho, yo. Oh, ho, yo.
Oh, ho,
yo.
Oh,
ho, yo. From Albuquerque to the promised land, I'll buy my baby to be a little fat man. Holy-o. Oh, holy-o. Oh, holy-o. Hey-hey-hey-o.
I just got a text from Wilson Sabo. I said he's listening on the radio. He said, outstanding. So y'all rocking at the Liberty. So we're going to do one called the Iota Two-Step. The Depart Iota. I'm lost on that one too. I'm sorry. ¶¶
comme ça. Tout dans les misères, qui crie à pleurer. On t'a encore tapé, tu suis à
Lisa Trojo Band, Mr. Harry Ruben Trojo on accordion, Lisa Trojo on guitar and vocals, Mr. Henry Hempel on fiddle, Chad Huval on bass, and Mr. Chris Boudreau on drummer. This here's for those guys. Thank you very much. Boy, I like that me. It's going to take us about, Haley and her crew back there gets it all ready in about 5 minutes. We're going to be right up with Gerald Thibodeau, and Cajun Accent will be playing right up here in a little bit. On May the 26th, which is next Saturday, the Verdreen Chapman Family Band with Jane and John Verdreen and Eric Chapman will be here furnishing the music, and also Kenneth Benoit and the Gravel Road Band will be performing here next Saturday. So a while ago when we were talking about jam sessions and stuff, and I'd like to, it gives a chance for all of the young musicians coming up today, gives them a chance to come and practice and learn the song. So when I was talking about Louisiana Heritage and Gifts a while ago, it was on a Glorious Rich Road, not far from Lowe's, if you know where that proximity of Lafayette is. They started, Lisa and her family started a jam session some years ago, probably about 10 years ago. And it was one of the most favorite, popular, and largest jam sessions in and around the area. We had a lot of local young boys who started playing Cajun music together. One of those groups, being the Pine Leaf Boys, actually started playing music at the jam session, and then when they were playing, said, "You know, we need to get a band together," and what they did. And since then, they've been traveling all over the world, spreading traditional Cajun music all over the world. And I do mean all over the world, not only in the United States. So what we did when Louisiana Heritage and Gifts kind of shut the doors, they decided to pursue other interests. We decided, people in the culture decided that we were going to continue the jam session at Vermilionville. That practice still goes on today. We have the jam session every Saturday at Vermilionville at 1 o'clock. It's proudly sponsored by the CFMA, the Cajun French Music Association, which the charter chapter had their festival today, right? So how did that go? Y'all had a good turnout? Yes? Great. C'était chaud aujourd'hui. It was hot today. Y'all sold a lot of beer, huh? Well, getting back to the jam session, so we would like to invite you. It's on Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock. And what I said a while ago, it was sponsored by the CFMA. What we do is we invite a good accordion player. Well, they're all good, but we invite an accordion player and a fiddle player to participate, and then it gives a chance, and every week it's a different one. It gives a chance for all the musicians to play different styles on the accordion and different styles on the fiddle. There are a lot of local musicians that come. Like today we had probably about 25 or 30 show up. Sometimes there's 50 or 75 show up. And that program is brought to you by, again, like I said, CFMA, which is one of the major sponsors here. And the BVD, which is the Bayou Vermilion District. We are the parent company of Vermilionville. It's an excellent place for you to bring family and friends to enjoy traditional Cajun music. Like I said, every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Have a couple of announcements here. Are we ready, Cher? Almost ready. All right. We have La Festival de la Viande Bouconnée. La Festival de la Viande Bouconnée. The Smoked Meat Festival is not going to be next month, Friday and Saturday, June the 22nd and 23rd, 2012. It's going to be at the Ville Platte Civic Center and Grounds, Ville Platte, Louisiana. The opening ceremony starts at 12 o'clock. I'm trying to find out who is playing here. The bands are Greg Martinez and the Delta Kings. Also following him is Don Rich and Tommy McLean. That ought to be a great show. And Cypress with Willie T, Charles Mann, and Lynn August. Speaking about Lynn August, I don't know if you know him. He's that blind guy that plays the piano accordion. He also has got an excellent vocal voice. In Lafayette at Piccadilly Cafeteria, he's there every day playing music, and he knows about a million songs. Excuse me. He knows he has a piano bar at the Piccadilly on Johnson Street in Lafayette, so you get to